Good evening, everyone. I'd like to open our Oro Valley Town Council special session, December 14th, 2022. Mr. Standish, roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
Here.
Councilmember Bowen.
Here.
Councilmember Green. Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Here. Here.
Councilmember Nicholson.
Here.
Councilmember Solomon.
Here.
And Mayor Winfield.
Present. And so we're six of seven council members present this evening. Mr. Standish, the first item, please.
Discussion and possible direction on the town manager recruitment and process.
Thank you. Our human resources director, Andy Botava, will give a brief overview of this item, followed by Ms. Heather Rentschler, president and CEO of Ralph Anderson & Associates, will also give a brief presentation. Mr. Botava.
Good evening. It's a pleasure being here. I wanted to start with the idea that thank you for allowing us to have a special session on this topic of doing our search for our next town manager. Obviously a very important activity, and again, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to do this. So our agenda today is relatively brief, at least in terms of action items. I'm going to do a slight quick overview and introduction of Ms. Rentschler. You've met her in the kickoff, and you've talked to her individually. She'll be doing the majority of the presentation. When we met last time, we indicated that we would put together a brochure after getting your advice and input on how the search should be conducted. And then secondly, we were going to put together and did put together a timeline with all the major milestones so that you can feel comfortable with how the process is going to unfold and offer any additional input. So with that, I would like to introduce Heather Rentschler. She is the president and CEO of Ralph Anderson Associates, and she is remote today. There she is.
Thank you, Andy, and thank you, Council, for allowing me to be remote with you today. I think Andy gave you an update on circumstances, so I hope to be with you in the future on a beautiful day in Oro Valley. So we do have a couple of things to cover tonight, and Lindsay, if you could be so kind as just to put up the front page of the brochure, I do want to just mention that we'll be talking about any edits or revisions that you would like to have to this brochure kind of at the conclusion of our discussion, but I did want to thank you as a group for the time each of you spent with me to kind of build this out. And so I think we may have a little fine tuning to do, but I think we're getting close to getting ready to open. So we'll come back to the brochure and I'll ask for your thoughts and your input. And but right now, Lindsay, if you could put up the stepping stones, as I call it. This is something that I find very, very helpful for an elected body to look at as we begin the search process. I'll just kind of walk you through in a quick overview. The initial client meeting, as you know, we did that via Zoom, where I spoke with each of you independently. And then the creation of the position description is actually the brochure that we will be looking at this evening. I think we'll be able to, with some very fine suggested edits or refinements, should be able to launch and be open before the end of this week. So I think that would be beneficial. So that is your second kind of milestone there, to create the position description. The recruitment strategy, I just want to talk to you about that for just a moment. That involves not only the development of the brochure, but it's advertising that we do in various job boards, and also the strategy that we have for reaching out to candidates, not only on a local level, statewide in Arizona, but also in other strategic areas outside of the state. So the fourth stepping stone there is really to select some qualified candidates through this outreach. And that involves my paper screening of candidates and also sharing those resumes with the council in an executive session where we're able to look at who is interested in this position. So you will see in the next stepping stone that prepare a candidate profile. That's where we'll talk about what somebody brings to the job. So thank you, Lindsay, for moving that down a little bit. Develop a short list and schedule interviews. We would do and suggest that we would do interviews with the town council, the first round via Zoom. That way we can get more candidates to you and also not have to deal with travel in and out for individuals. But once we go through that first round, we then move on to the next step, which is consult with the client on final selection. And that is where we will determine who would be a finalist, who would come on site with a very detailed, rigorous interview schedule that would potentially give them a tour of the community, have them meet with you as town council, perhaps be introduced to your department heads, and have additional follow-up meetings. Once we do that and we have those folks on site, that is when names become public and in advance of them actually coming on site. So that's an important step that we'll deal with as we go through this process. Once you make that selection, we'll do the job offer to the candidate and then work with you on a transition into the organization and then follow up to make sure that everything is as planned. So that's kind of the basics of a search process. I'm certainly able to answer any questions you might have in that regard. If there are not any questions, then certainly I want to talk in general about a timeline for you. But I'll stop at this moment to see if there's any questions about this broad overview of what the steps would be.
Are there questions, Council? Vice Mayor Barrett?
All right. My question is about what you mentioned about the finalists and coming on site. Uh-huh. This is also a question as it relates to the timeline that we reviewed, because the same thing is mentioned there. In the past, when we've done these executive searches, we have had kind of a semi-finalist round where people have come on site, and then the finalists are only the top two candidates that are then identified for meet and greets with public, et cetera. And if it's possible, I would prefer for us to use that option, because I think that the way that it's currently laid out, we aren't able to meet these candidates in person until their names have already become public. And I think that that is a challenge. And they're also not able to, you know, see our community and things like that. So in terms of... And I think it also affects the number of candidates as well, because if the timeline, I think, mentioned that there would potentially be 3 to 5 candidates who would be in that round, I think it's difficult to attract highly qualified applicants if they know that they're going to be made public when there still could be potentially 5 other people competing for the job. Sure. I think that they should be awarded the opportunity to meet the council and see the community and before making them public, unless they're in that very top tier where we're kind of saying, you know, it's down to you and one other person or you and one or two other people. So that's my opinion, is if we're going to go to 3 to 5 before we do in-person interviews, I'd like to have that be a semifinal round and then have the finalists who are made public be those after we've done some interviews who go into like a second round of interviews and meet with the public and things like that.
Well, thank you for that. That would be something I'm happy to include. As long as we are doing semi-finalists and we are not down to that core group, we can have individuals come on site and not release their names. The only issue with that is just certainly the exposure they have coming on site if there were to be some accidental release of names or information that would get out in that regard. But I'm more than happy to do that. And I think we can build that in so that we have additional time to go from video interviews with hopefully a larger group to semi-finalists. And then that would be the 3 to 5 and then down to the 2 to 3 that would be considered finalists. So that would be fine if it's the wish of the council. I'm happy to accommodate that.
Councilmember Solomon.
Yeah, I concur with that. It's pretty difficult to get to the finalists without actually having them here and having some interaction with them. So I think the 3 to 5 is a good number. Maybe it'll be 3, maybe it'll be 5. And then we get down, maybe we'll end up with, quote, 3 finalists, and we bring the 3 in to go through the process. That's, as you mentioned, usually a good 2 days, obviously including council interviews, but meeting with the leadership team, taking tours of the town with the police chief, things like that, that we've done in the past. And then we get the feedback from the executive leadership team. We get the feedback from the department head, a police chief that spent time with them. And, you know, that really helps us get into that final mode. And then if it's down to the, after that, if we've narrowed it down to 2, then, you know, we've even had things where, like we said, we've had a room at the El Conquistador, the Hilton, and we invite certain people in the community to meet and, you know, talk to the potential candidates to help us narrow down what we think is, you know, the top one.
Other questions? Councilmember Nicholson.
And Heather, when we get all the resumes, we're part of the process, the council's part of the process of selecting the qualified candidates?
Yes, that is correct. What I will be doing is electronically giving you access to a secure site where I will upload all of the resumes in alpha order with a worksheet for you so that you will have that to go through and look at every one of the candidates if you choose to do that. And I'm happy to have you do that. But in addition to putting them on the secure site in alpha order, I will put them in my recommended buckets or categories where I would say to you, this appears to be the top tier. And I can break it down further to say top tier in-state, top tier out-of-state. Here might be some backup candidates. And then this would be potentially those that I don't feel meet the qualifications. And that way, you're able to use my skill set to give you my recommendation. But yet I'm asking you as town council members to weigh in and validate what the categories would be. And this is your search. I'm just here to help you through the process. You don't have to take my recommendations per se. We can move people around. We use this as kind of a working document for you, but you have absolute control of those candidates. I will not force feed and just bring you, these are your 5 and you're not to see any of the others. I want a collaborative, involved process that draws on your experience in the community and on council, you know, to help weigh in on who we do interview.
And what kind of things would make a candidate well qualified?
Well, in my opinion, we are looking at individuals that potentially have had experience in the public realm, being either a town or a city manager, an assistant or a deputy town or city manager, or potentially a department head. And we look at size and scope. So what size of an entity are they with? How many staff do they oversee? What are the budgetary numbers that they're dealing with? So we can look at that to help validate if someone has comparable or transferable skills. Not to say that somebody can't come into this from a nonprofit organization or even private sector, but it's very difficult to compare the oversight responsibilities for someone that maybe hasn't already worked in local government. But those are kind of elements that we can measure when we look at a candidate. And we have, between the council and myself, a certain degree of latitude to look at that. We do have some parameters within the brochure that helps to guide us. But again, this is your search, and those are just guidelines to help us get to that point.
And yeah, I didn't know about that we could even hire a private sector. Obviously, $150 million budget, there's no way we could afford a private sector employee with manages $150 million budget, but like from what you've seen before, what kind of private sector people could we potentially hire? Like someone that runs a utility company or something, or what kind of private sector would be willing to take a town job for $200,000 and potentially make $500,000-$600,000 running a $100 million budget?
Right. Well, oftentimes I do encounter individuals that have maybe been in public service previously, and then they've gone into private sector. And they've decided they want to return to local government because they enjoyed it. Or perhaps, you know, they went out of the area and had other career positions, and they now want to return to something that they felt better suited them for whatever reasons. And so rather than make any blanket statements, I want to look at each person on a case-by-case basis. And if I think that there is some merit to someone, then I am going to ask the town council to take a look at candidate A or B because they may have earlier experience and it then transferred to your example of a private utility, and they now have decided that they would prefer to return to local government. So those are some things that sometimes the current title may not give the full story. And that's where my job is to try and enlighten you through my review of the resumes to call to your attention things that I think might be of interest to you. And so we'll work on this together and have a very in-depth discussion about those candidates that look and appear to be valid for this type of position. So,
thank you.
Yeah, we'll get more into that discussion when we review the brochure. Other questions, Councilmember Bowen?
Thank you. First question is for HR regarding a job description for the town manager's role. Do we have one?
I believe we do, Council Member Bowen.
Was that job description provided to Ralph Anderson and Associates in doing their work thus far?
I don't think that we provided a job description to Ralph Anderson Associates, did we, Heather?
I don't recall. I'd need to step off and look at my computer and see if there was something that was established.
To address the wider question, it's my belief as your HR director that this is really your position, and we have full latitude to draft a new job description if you so desire. I don't think we need to be bound or constrained by an existing document.
So if we haven't provided it, then what we see in front of us right now is a compilation of interviews with council members and information from various sources, and it doesn't start with an existing job description.
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Bowen, that's correct. We have not used a job description at the starting point. We have used the past practices of council. We have used these interviews that you've all gone through to develop input so that we develop the person that you need to lead the organization going forward as opposed to looking back.
Thank you. And my next question is for Heather Rentschler. I believe when you were answering a question for Councilmember Nicholson, you mentioned there were five criteria you were looking at, and I only heard the first three, you know, the size of entity, the number of staff supervised, and the budget. Are there two additional criteria that are helping to drive your search, or did I mishear?
If I said five, it was just as a an example. There may be things that I look at, for example, that if they did come from a community, then I'm looking at population. And so population in terms of measuring the community size. If I'm looking at the services that a entity handles, you know, I might be looking at whether or not it was a full service city. Did it have public safety? Did it have utilities? Was there an emphasis on regional? Was there an emphasis on economic development? So those are some of the elements that I drill down to as I go through a process. You know, if I gave you an example, if somebody applied and they were a bank manager, for example, I would have a difficult time qualifying someone for a position of this nature if I'm looking at what population they have served in providing services to a community and the size and the scope and the budget. They may be comparable, but they're just a different type of service delivery. So those elements we can help further define as we go through this, but they're usually pretty standard. So.
And thank you. And Andy, sorry if I put you on the spot there. The reason for those questions is I also consider the town manager to be a leadership role. And I believe all of our jobs within the town have descriptions. And when in doubt about what somebody needs to do, go back to the job description. I don't see the town manager as being so far above the entire staff that they manage that it's not within our ability or within our needs to have a job description. So that's the only reason I was asking about that. And I just wanted to know where we are, and I have a much better understanding now. Now knowing that we didn't start with a job description, I know much better why we are where we are, and I appreciate that insight. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Councilmember Jones-Ivey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to follow up to Councilman Bowen's question about a job description, because in reading the brochure, to me, it wasn't really specific enough, and I... Looking at under the category of ideal candidate, this doesn't necessarily tell me it's a person that is applying for a town manager position, because I've seen this these descriptive points for a lot of positions. So I personally, before we continue to move forward, I would like to have a copy of the job description so that I can totally understand and know exactly what the responsibilities are, and that will help me nail down the person in our search.
Okay, was that your, are you, did you need more time, or are you?
No, I just want to make sure I get a copy of the job description, because, and like I said, it would certainly help me make a better understand a decision.
Ms. Rentschler, to go back to your presentation with the bubbles and process, you mentioned under select qualified candidates, this is where you will review resumes. You'll organize them into the buckets that you described. Council at the same time will have the opportunity to review resumes, and this will be on the share file. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
You mentioned that we would review resumes in executive session, and I just wanted to clarify that we'll, in fact, have the opportunity to review resumes outside of an executive session on our own time by having access to a share file that will be held confidential. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. You would be given that information in advance, a couple days in advance or longer, before we would meet to discuss, so that you would have the opportunity to review my categorized groupings and to come in well prepared to discuss the top group and that backup group. And so that shared file would be distributed electronically. You would, again, have a few days to review it. We would discuss it and talk about it in an executive session after you had sufficient review time.
Okay, thank you. So the executive session will follow your organization of the resumes into the buckets, the council's review of the resumes. We'll come into that executive session with our list of 3 to 5 candidates, or is that correct? And then we'll have a discussion
yes.
in that executive session, which will then, the result of that, will then we'll have identified, I'll just say 5 candidates. And then among mm-hmm. those 5 candidates, when there's agreement or consensus on those 5 candidates, then there's this additional work, and those 5 candidates will then come to Oro Valley for an on-site community tour, if they're willing to do that.
Right. And if we find we have 8 candidates that you as a group have decided you wanted to look at, we can then use video to narrow that group down, or for you to have a quick introduction that, yes, you do want to invite them on site for a semi-finalist. So I will be totally flexible with you as a council based on what our candidate pool is and how you as a council want to move through this. If as a group you feel you can get it down to 5 and you want to go straight to semi-finalists on site, I'm happy to support that and work with Andy and his team to kind of roll that out. Or if we have that little bit extra evaluation that we need to do and take Zoom to do that, then I would be on a Zoom interview with you as a town council, and we would then bring in electronically candidates for you to have a quick introduction before you bring them on site for semifinalists. So we can work that out at a later point once we know how many we're dealing with.
Okay. Thank you. And the third bubble here is develop recruitment strategy. You've developed the brochure. You've provided us with this bubble diagram process and then the tentative timeline. In regards to the actual announcement of this position, I know we're wanting this to happen sooner than later, so even possibly this week, depending on the direction that you receive from council. And then it will close, am I remembering correctly, January 30th?
Yes, that's correct. And if we need to take additional time to respond to council's request, we can certainly do that. We would just, if need be, move that date out a week and then springboard from there. But I want to make sure that the council is very comfortable with what it is we will be advertising, so to speak. And so we do want to make sure that we answer all of your questions as we work through this. So it would seem to be appropriate, and if it would be the pleasure of the council, I think we can work through the timeline and the process and fine-tune that. Maybe at this point we should look at the brochure to determine what areas need to be further refined. So if it would be the pleasure of the council, Lindsay, very good. We'll go ahead page by page, and you know, council, if you do have questions on a section or comments about pictures or anything you want to elevate, I'm happy to make those notes. So Lindsay, can you scroll down a little bit so we can see some of those pictures and just the wording that's on there?
Is there any way to reduce the so that it's, we can see the full page versus having?
Sure.
Yeah, I think that would be, that's great.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
And I like your proposal, Ms. Rentschler, and that is to go page by page. And so what I'd like to suggest is that the council have opportunity to ask questions, give comments. I'd like to ask you, Ms. Rentschler, if you would then record those, and then after we've finished a page, if you could just read back to us the summary of your notes to make sure that we're all in agreement, you know, that you've captured council's comments, okay, that we're in agreement. Does that, I think that might...
Yeah.
Expedite things and also just help to make sure that there's no misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll start with the cover, and I'd like to just go to Councilmember Bowen and just write down the line here. So Councilmember Bowen, if you have comments, questions on the cover page.
Yes, I have a question, and it's on the text on the cover page. Heather, we see, apply no later than Monday, January 30th, 2023, and we're in the middle of December. In your evaluation, why would you say that's an adequate amount of time to keep this process open?
Well, if we were to be able to launch tomorrow, we would be able to, I think, make a good effort. If we need a few more days or into early next week, I would be asking to push this into February. Typically, we want to keep it open 30 to 45 days. 45 days certainly would be an ideal number. And so I was using that ballpark figure, knowing that we're going to have some holiday time that is virtually not as productive, but candidates oftentimes have time available and might be looking for opportunities. But my preference would be if we take a few more days to do this, that we extend that date further out.
Thank you. Are there any downsides, for example, to have it open until the end of February rather than just a single month, 2 months? Are there downsides that we might not be aware of?
not at all. I think we can certainly do that. And, you know, the opportunity, I think, is out there. People know that this is happening. And if this is something that they're interested in, that is not an extraordinary amount of time to wait. And I have no issue if you would like to take it out through the end of February.
And I'll just end with a brief comment. In my mind, 2 months would be better than one, but it's a council decision. I don't see any penalty for us leaving it open till the end of February. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councilmember Jones Ivy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I am in agreement with Councilmember Bowen. I was a little bit thrown off when I saw apply no later than January 30th, particularly since we're coming off of the holiday. And I believe the second is also considered a holiday also. Granted, I do believe those people that are serious about applying will do that, but I would like to have some flexibility in the deadline date just in case we're not having the kind of widespread contact that I would like for us to have.
Okay. Is that it, Councilmember Jones-Ivy, for page one? Any other comments regarding page one? Okay. Vice Mayor Barrett?
Okay, thank you. Regarding the date, I agree that extending it out a little longer wouldn't necessarily be problematic, especially since I don't think we're going to be pushing this out tomorrow. You'll at least need a few days to have an opportunity to make revisions based on town council suggestions. I think it could get out. We could get it out within a week, but probably not tomorrow. And then we're facing the holidays that were mentioned. And I think it's more important to try and make sure that we have the right people apply. I think those who know about it are mostly those who are here in this location, and we may be able to cast a wider net if we leave a little more time outside the holidays. However, that being said, you're the expert on recruitment, and so I would look to your advice in terms of what's the best strategic amount of time to leave this position open, and also whether it's strategically valuable to put it out right before the holidays. And that's a question that I have as well. Regarding the cover page, it looks nice. A nice job with a lot of the photographs I like. I like that they represent the town well. I think that we could, I don't know that about the one in the middle is not my very favorite in terms of the fact that I just can't really tell if I were just looking at it, what it depicts. I mean, I know from being on the town council that depicts, you know, part of the town offices, but I'm not sure that that's really evident or clear, but I'm not sure how important that is for this. That's my comments.
So my comment on this particular page is actually, in terms of the photographs, I prefer the bottom left photograph of Push Ridge and some of the housing. I'd like to suggest that other photographs are representative of public safety, it could be public works, parks and recreation. I would actually eliminate the picture that shows the sign Oro Valley, because Oro Valley's printed on the, so it almost competes. I don't want to get too hung up, but I would recommend photographs that have a little bit more breadth than what they're representing of the town. So that's my comment. And I'm in agreement in terms, I had concerns about it being announced during the holidays. I would also look to you, Ms. Rentschler, for your advice, recommendations in that regards. And I'm fine with it going to the end of February, mid-February, but I would also look to you for your recommendations as to what what is kind of the industry standard. Those are my comments about this page. Councilmember Solomon?
Thank you. I agree with the mayor's comments on the photos. I think, once again, right, we have stock photos, I'm sure, particularly of public safety and some of our parks and rec facilities. I would get rid of the Oro Valley sign and the picture of the town hall, which is hard to tell what it is. I also agree with going to the end of February.
Councilmember Nicholson?
I agree to the end of the February, and I agree with the others. The Oro Valley sign, the sign itself looks nice, but the dirt in front of it and the dead grass doesn't look so great. But same with the middle picture. It doesn't really show us too much, but maybe we can get a photo of more of a broad of the mountain out in the back. And then, you know, I agree that maybe one with our police force, maybe with the equipment that they have to know that we do spend money on our police force, so expect that. That's about it.
Okay, Ms. Renshaw, would you like just to repeat back what you've heard on page one?
Thank you for that. I am going to get rid of the Oro Valley picture that is in the middle section on the left side. It's duplicative of the logo just above it. I will be also dropping the arches that is not very representative of a city hall. I will be looking for replacement pictures that showcase your police force, perhaps people or equipment, but somehow showing that you invest in public safety. And then potentially replacing the pictures with maybe park and recreation type pictures or others that would demonstrate a more diverse concept of Oro Valley. I will be extending the date out, and I would suggest that we do either Monday, the 20th of February, or take it to the 28th, which is a Tuesday. It is currently on our website as newly awarded, and we have been getting some inquiries. So if we are able to make these revisions appropriately, then, you know, no time is being lost, because we have it up on our website. And as I said, we are getting some inquiries. So if we're able to get it approved and signed off before the holidays, fine. Otherwise, I think we should set a follow-up date in early January. What I don't want to do is to eat into that time that you've extended in February. So my recommendation would be, let us make these revisions as we go through each page, and then perhaps we can circulate for just final approval. If we have to meet again, then we can set up another meeting.
Okay. Now my hope is, Ms. Rentschler, that we can give you our comments this evening and that you can run with it. So based on what Ms. Rentschler just reported back to us, any questions, concerns on page one? Vice Mayor?
Could I just ask that when Ms. Rentschler is speaking for an extended period of time, that maybe we could see her?
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Is that possible?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more helpful, I think. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I wasn't aware you weren't able to see me. So I guess you're just looking at the brochure then.
We were at that moment. So we'll go back and forth. One thing I just want to touch base with the council about is Ms. Rentschler mentioned two dates, February 20th, which was a Monday, 28th was a Tuesday. Are anybody not in agreement with either one of those dates?
Either one is fine with me.
Okay. So I think we have agreement. Ms. Rentschler, we'll leave it to you in terms of those date selections, and I think that will partly maybe be driven by when you're able to get this brochure out. Okay?
Yes.
So we'll go
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So we'll go to page two. And if you need that enlarged, just give the word here. I'm going to go back to Councilmember Bowen. We'll start with you.
Heather, what's meant by a notional search effort? Excuse
I'm sorry.
Me. It's national. My eyes are fading.
Oh, okay.
No national questions on this page for me. Thank you.
Oh, if there's a, so, Councilmember Jones Ivy.
I would like to see where it says the community, some different order, like when we were founded, followed by with a growing population, and if it can, if you can kind of condense that a little bit, and then you can go ahead and talk about the first one where it, you know, what the temperature is, and one, two, three, and then four, but somehow include the combination of a temperate climate with number one, because it just seems to be redundant to me. Is that possible?
Certainly, I can join some things up or rewrite sections. That would not be an issue. I would like to stay with about the same text. I think that the layout looks appropriate. And so I could certainly make some revisions to that community section so it perhaps flows nicer with your suggestions.
Okay, I would appreciate that. In terms of the first description under community, I was looking for where we could possibly maybe include that somewhere around number four, and then we can talk about the emerging, us emerging as a center for health and on and on. It just logically, it just seems to fall in line in my mind.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
Okay, thank you. First, I want to compliment you on this page. I enjoyed reading it, and I thought that you did a nice job putting this together. I have a question about the accolades that are mentioned. Then we have a page in front of us about updated accolades for the town manager brochure. Which set of accolades is it intended to represent? Are we going to be using the ones that are currently on the brochure or the ones that are here on this paper in front of me?
Yes, thank you. I should have mentioned that. I did not have the updated accolades, so staff has provided you with that update, and that will replace what you see in the brochure.
Okay, thank you. I do like these updated accolades. However, there are some that you have on the original list that I think maybe speak well to the type of community that we are, like Arizona's Best Small City, Wallet Hub 2017. Let's see. I know the 10 Best Towns for Families, Family Circle magazine was from 2008, so that's maybe not the most up-to-date accolade. But the Playful City USA community is a nice one as well. I don't know, like this OV Safe Steps COVID Business Support Program wins national award in marketing, et cetera. I don't know that that's, I think that's a good award, and I'm glad that we won that, but I don't know that it's really the core of kind of what we're trying to say about Oro Valley, or it's not clear to me what that's trying to say, that we support small businesses or anyway, the financial reporting accolade, I like the Oro Valley Police Department accreditation, I like, and I think, you know, the peak performance is good. So I don't know, maybe it's just that last one, and then I do like the Arizona's Best Small City because I think that's just succinct and nice and recent enough to be worth including. But those are just my comments. And regarding what Councilmember Jones Ivy was mentioning, I'm having a hard time picturing that without seeing it. So I'm not sure. I'd have to review at the end what you heard. In terms of changing it, I do like the way that you've described the community. And I also like that you mention highly educated residents, because I think it kind of speaks right out the gate to the robust political discourse that Oro Valley has with its citizens and the robust engagement that we have in a positive way. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Vice Mayor. Let's see, Ms. Rentschler. I mean, I've made a few comments, but I think I'm going to just let some of these go. Some of it's just wording, and it's probably not a huge deal. But under community, that's the second sentence. Golfing, hiking, biking, tennis, horseback riding, and a ski getaway are only miles away. It makes it sound like golfing, hiking, biking, tennis, and horseback riding are miles away, and they're not. They're right here in our community. A ski getaway, I get it. We have a ski resort. But quite honestly, it gets in very limited use. I don't think it's as strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would drop that. I mean, we have a wonderful mountain, recreation area, but as a ski resort, yeah. So I would frame that, you know, we have these wonderful resources that are right here in our community.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It also, the last line, emerging arts and cultural events. Emerging sounds like it's something that's new, and I would say this is something that's a strong heritage of the town of Oro Valley from its inception. And so I would find a different word. It's not emerging. It's really quite, advanced, mature, ongoing. Also, the third paragraph begins with founded in 1881. That's possible. But I think what's more germane or relevant is that we were incorporated in 1974. So I would drop the founded in 1881. And those are my primary comments. Similar with the accolades, I think I'm in agreement with what the Vice Mayor mentioned. Or based on what we've communicated here, I don't know if there are other accolades that the staff might provide that would be similar. If they're not, if we don't. But I think that does need to be freshened some. But I am in agreement with Vice Mayor on some of her comments. Councilmember Solomon.
Thank you. One of the items here is you say golfing. It's more than golfing. A good part of the residents of Oro Valley have located here because of the golf course community in Kenyatta Hills in particular. So I think you may want to emphasize that more, that we have the 36 holes there and we have the 9 holes at Pooch Ridge. We have a large population that has come here for that reason or visit here for that reason. So I think you might want to stress that a little more. Agree with getting rid of the ski getaway because it does make it sound like things are far away. I just kind of question the 70 restaurants because I know when I'm looking for a place to eat, I don't have a list of 70 restaurants or choices that we can go to. So I just wouldn't want to overstate it and have someone come out here and think there's a restaurant at every corner. I mean, maybe that's accurate, but it just seems surprising for me. Also, I think you have a typo on the average income of 20,000 plus. That puts us nearer the poverty level. So just double check that figure. I don't know what the current census is, but I recall I thought we were in like the $60,000 to $80,000
range. 20,000 households have higher than average
income. Household.
Well, average incomes of 20,000 plus households is among the highest in Arizona. I mean, it's awkward. So you might actually just get the current census and put what the average household income is. You might also make a little note and say, however, they don't spend it. So there is no Dillard's here. There's not going to be a Dillard's here or Nordstrom's. That's what the study had found, which we all know. Yeah, yeah. the accolades, I don't think, the updated ones, is I don't think Ore Valley named Triple Crown winner. Financial reporting is that significance. I don't think the Peak Performance Program is really for a national brochure, nor the Ore Valley Safe Steps for COVID. So I think my comments are in line with the prior comments regarding the accolades. And that's all. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Nicholson, sorry.
I just didn't want to... Okay. I agree with Joe, too. The skiing is not close, and then you can take away the miles away, try and make it... I mean, we got a lot of stuff right here. And then I agree with Steve, too, the average income of 20,000 plus households, it does... It's a little odd. Otherwise, I thought it was really well written. Yeah. And then I would probably say something about cost of living. So Oro Valley is 90th out of 293 major cities. And cost of living, it's 99.73, which means it's almost perfectly average cost of living. So people looking to move from Phoenix or Scottsdale or something like that, that it's going to be a lot cheaper. And especially if you're looking at people like California or something like that, that, you know, housing is going to be a third cheaper. So, you know, we may not be able to pay as much as other seasoned towns because we're a small town, but... You know, the cost of living for the quality. I think when people look at Oro Valley, like, oh, it's a really expensive, nice place to live. It's not that expensive to live. It's just really nice. So I think something about high or cost of living, but I'm not sure what the other council thinks.
I like that,
Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Councilmember Solomon.
Okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Really, 80s and 50s? Come on. We know it's 110. And it's 30 degrees. Maybe we should be on it. I'd love it to have an average temperature. That's fine. We'll let them find out one day. If they're not smart enough to figure out that it gets hot here in the summer, we probably don't want them.
And Councilmember Solomon, your point to the 70. We do have a list of places to eat, and I stopped counting after 70. Now, that also includes, you know, McDonald's and Taco Bell. And so, but anyway.
Can I get a copy of the list?
Absolutely. Vice Mayor Barrett.
Thank you. I just want to comment. I agree with the mayor about the emerging section, because I do think we have a lot of great public art, and we have already we have quite a bit of arts and culture here with Tohono O'Toole and the Gaslight Theater and other things like that. So I don't know if that is considered emerging or not, but it kind of makes it sound like that's something we're striving for instead of something we've been assiduously working on for the last 20 years. So in terms of average household income, I probably wouldn't put the number of the average household income, because I feel like that can come across a little tacky to just put the number. Here's everyone's average household income in Oro Valley. But I like the idea of, you know, the average income is among the highest in Arizona rather than, but I do think it's confusing to have the 20,000 plus. So that's my thought on that. And getting rid of the ski resort, I agree. I don't know that we need to emphasize any particular one of those activities any further than the others, because let's see, where is the list? I'm trying to find
it's the first second sentence. Starts with golfing, hiking, biking.
So I mean there's a good list of things, and I think that it's a good list that shows the variety of things. I think it could be worth mentioning the schools. I mean, it's mentioned a little bit by saying there's
last paragraph.
Yeah, the last paragraph says exceptional public and private educational opportunities. But I don't know if that's as specific. There may be something more specific that would be good to include in terms of the schooling, some of the highest ranked schools in Southern Arizona and some in the nation. I don't know if that's worth including. It kind of depends on the candidates regarding how important that feature of Oro Valley is to them. So it could potentially be more emphasized than just, you know, one little piece of a long list. It could have its own sentence, for example. That's a thought, but I won't. It is mentioned, so there we go. Thanks.
I think it does provide. I think what's going to be important to the town manager is they may or may not have children, but I think they would certainly have an interest in knowing that the town of Laurel Valley has a strong educational community or resources. So, any other comments for page two? Okay, Ms. Rentschler, would you like to report back here what you've heard?
Well, I can tell you that was a lot of information. So I have made a lot of notes, but let me just recap that I am going to gently revise the community section with some reordering and some elimination of key issues that we talked about. Try and weave in golf course communities, not just golfing. I'm removing the ski getaway and miles away. I am talking more about an array of restaurants rather than giving a number. I'm replacing the word emerging with some other adjectives that will describe kind of your current options, including adding public art. I'm removing the founded in the 1800s and focusing on incorporation. I'm rewording the area on the household income. I would tend to agree. I prefer not to put a number in there. I do like the suggestion that the average income is among the highest in Arizona. That's pretty clean and to the point. And if I get no objections, I'd like to use that. Also,
as long as you don't factor in the council pay, we're good.
Yeah, no, I will avoid mentioning that. And I do want to add that Oro Valley is a very reasonable cost of living, all things considered. I don't know how I will phrase that. And maybe expanding a little bit more on the highest ranked schools in southern Arizona. The accolades will be replacing, keeping some of the key ones with more recent dates, and not using some of the ones that were maybe elevated by staff on the handout you have. So I'll look through those and work with staff to refresh that list accordingly. For the most part, I want to leave this page the way it looks. It has, I think, a good way of capturing the element of City Hall and just the look of the region. So I have some rework to do on this page.
Okay. I appreciate that summary. Vice Mayor?
Okay. I just want to say that I don't want our cumulative comments to make it worse rather than better. So from my perspective, I would say to continue to use some professional discretion in taking this in terms of making sure that it still comes out professional and nice, and I'm sure that you're capable of doing that. And then I don't think that we should mention cost of living, all things considered. If there's a way we can mention it, politely and positively, I think that's good. I don't personally think we should mention golf communities separately, other than, it's already listed in a list of a lot of things that bring people here. I know our most recent employer we brought here mentioned trails as one of the major factors in why they come. So there's a whole variety of reasons that people come to Oro Valley. And if the schools don't fit easily or professionally, I'm fine with what you have in terms of exceptional public and private educational opportunities. I think it's good that we mention our golf communities, but golfing as an asset. But I don't think we need to have a separate thing about our communities. Okay, thanks.
Councilmember Solomon.
Okay, totally disagree. Oro Valley is a golfing community. Large part of the population have come here because of the golfing community. if the way we say golfing is like an afterthought, why misrepresent a major component of the community and a major asset of the community? At least I'm willing to go with golfing community, but I'm not willing to go with eliminating that because you're trying to change the character of a good portion of the character of the town. That's a very positive asset to the community, and at minimum, we should say golfing community.
Vice Mayor Perry.
It is the first word in the sentence of a list of things. I just want to point that out.
Yeah, it is the first, and I would agree. I mean, golfing is a very important asset in our community. You're right, Councilmember Solomon. Many folks have moved here because of golfing or have vacationed here because of golfing. But that could also be said, that's also true of hiking and tennis and biking. I mean, really, we're all of those things. We're a golfing community. We're a hiking community. We're a biking community. We're a tennis community. And we better be a pickleball community. So I think it's stated there. So thank you, Ms. Renshaw. I guess one last comment that I would have, and this is, so the photos, you know, it says the upscale growing suburban community of Oro Valley located 3 miles north of Tucson in the Sonoran Desert. Most of the photographs are of the desert. So I would say, I mean, we're very proud of the Sonoran Desert. But I would say through the brochure that the photographs, again, should be reflective of both the built and natural environment. And when possible, if people can be included in the photographs. But right now it seems pretty dominant on the natural environment, and I'm just looking for balance and good representation of the community as a whole. Okay, we're going to go to page 3.
Yeah. Okay, governance structure. I do, before we begin to talk about that, I just want to mention that in the world of city and town management, it's very explicit to those that would be your normal audience that the first sentence there that talks about operating under a council manager form of government is very specific to the town manager carrying out your policies and administering through staff. So if that is not clear enough, I'm happy to expand on that, but I think that was something I wanted to make sure I put out for discussion, Mayor, before we go through the rest of that page.
Okay. Thank you for making that statement. Councilmember Bowen?
Thank you. First off, before I begin my questions, I would be very much in favor, Heather, of adding something to the first couple of sentences that makes it explicit. That's the role of the town manager to carry out the policies approved by council. I'm just going to read real briefly, and this will explain my question a little bit. I'm starting with, the town council has 4 direct reports, police chief, town attorney, town manager, and the town magistrate. Important to note, although the police chief reports to the town council, day-to-day coordination and oversight rests with the town manager. And I'll stop there. I need to note that I believe this was something you also brought up in our one-on-one interview, and I'd like to find out, why do you think it's important to note, beyond that the police chief reports to the town council, why do we think we need to editorialize beyond that in our governance structure description?
Okay, that was not my intent to editorialize. It was certainly meant to be more explanatory. It is not a usual practice for public safety individuals to report to the council. So I took that as an exception to say that this is something that has worked very well for the town, and that, you know, it's something that individuals should be aware of coming in, and that it is not something that we are looking to change. So if the tone of that was misconstrued, I apologize for that. I thought I was trying to be very explicit that this functioned very well, and it was so I didn't certainly mean to call attention to that. If that is an issue, I would then suggest we strike that entire last sentence in the first paragraph.
Thank you, Heather. That would be my personal recommendation. My next question involves something else that I'll read, and that's revenue for Oral Valley is mainly derived from sales tax, and the town does not levy a property tax. I just think that that's entirely too general. State shared revenue is a very important revenue source here, and we also have fees for services and things like that. I'm not sure if anything beyond saying revenue for Oral Valley is mainly derived from sales tax and state shared revenue is necessary. In addition, we give a total revenue number of $147 million, yet we only give expenditures in the range of $147 million. And I must note that that sentence, total revenue is $147 million, comes without a date attached to it. I think it might be presumed that it's fiscal year 22-23 projections, but I don't know. Can you share with us where you got the information to add this paragraph to the governance structure section of the brochure?
I would have to go back and check my notes. I may have taken it from, other documents that I've seen, but clearly that looks to me like that's a typo, that both of those are exactly the same. So that looks incorrect to me as I look at this now. But I will review with Andy and the finance person what that correct information would be in the brochure, because that clearly does not look accurate to me at the moment.
Thank you. My next question for you is, the title of the next section is called Focus on the Future. But when I read through that section, I see a description of expectations for the town manager rather than, you know, anything that's explicitly focused upon the future. And I just wanted to make a comment at this point. To me, the manager is mainly focused on the present. And it's the elected officials through the selection of the residents who vote us in that focus on the future and the vision for the town. So I'm concerned that we imply that the town manager, who's a manager, you know, has a very significant role in focusing on the future, especially when we're describing their active duties. So I really question that. You know, do we need to describe or title that section as focused on the future, but rather, you know, expectations or duties that, you know, you can expect to have if you're looking into this job?
Well, let me just respond to that. I was, again, trying to just look at a title for that section. Again, going forward, town manager, carrying out your policies. What does the future hold? What will this individual be responsible for? I'm happy to replace that title with something more standard that would basically be the position, responsibilities, or overview of position, something standard, and I'm happy to replace that. That would not be a major change at all, to just replace that heading.
Thank you. And then the next question I have is, you know, within the bulleted points, and I count seven of them, I see a lot of text here that's not necessarily from a job description, but rather, you know, text that I've heard from staff in describing why it's important to do things and why it's important to pursue particular policies. I'm really concerned, You know, once again, for example, an example sentence that I would like to point out, community and economic development. Although Oro Valley is approaching build-out, well, that's maybe the opinion of some. We've just received some of our biggest projects we've had in a long time for approval. And the town manager will maintain a conservative approach to municipal finances. Where is that in our policies, that we're supposed to be conservative? Or, for example, that we have a lean staffing model? I see a lot of description here that I, as a resident, and also as a council member, don't know how I would verify myself. So I was just wondering, you know, where did you get this information to include, and why did you select, for example, these 7 bullet points as being particularly important in this description?
Well, the only response I can have to that is that I tried to synthesize a lot of what I was hearing, and this was more or less the compilation that I put together for your review and comment. And if there are things that I'm off the mark on, then that's what this meeting is to be about, is to refine it further. And my assumption, based on what I heard, if it's not the wishes of the council, I'm happy to change that. And maybe I misread some of the discussions that I had.
And thank you, Heather. And I'd just like to reiterate a comment that I made earlier. Starting with a job description might have been very, very helpful in completing this section, because it would have given us a good starting point for, you know, what the main responsibilities are. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Heather, can you explain to me again, what is it that you're going to change in paragraph one?
Are we under governance structure?
Under
is
governance
that where you're
structure,
at?
Structure, yes.
If I could just enter, I think it's important for each of the council to speak, because I don't know that, I mean, Councilmember Bowen has spoken, but there may not be consensus on that. So maybe if you could speak to what your mm-hmm. concerns are,
okay.
Then we'll come back.
I do remember you saying that you were going to strike the last sentence, but I might not be totally right on everything that you said you're going to strike in that.
I did say something exactly to that, saying that if it was the will of the council, that I could remove that second sentence in the first paragraph. If the first sentence was sufficient enough by discussing that there are 4 direct reports to the town council, mm-hmm. and listing those 4, if that was sufficient, then my further explanation was not needed. And I suggested that I remove that. I am not wedded to that in any capacity. So, but we hadn't heard from everyone yet.
Okay. And the reason why I'm asking is because as you're speaking, I'm making changes on the copy that I have. On the second paragraph, since it's already been mentioned that we have a police force, when you're talking about full-service municipality and provides high-quality service, including police, I was wondering if public safety would not be more appropriate.
Well, sometimes public safety also includes fire, and I did add a sentence. I believe your fire services are provided by Golder Ranch Fire District.
I noted that. Okay. And I don't have any other further comments about any of the rest of it, except focus on the future was confusing to me also, because the bullet points seem to be ongoing responsibilities of the town manager. And, you know, let me take a moment just to thank you, because I know you've put a lot of hard work into this, and to have to sit before 6 of us and get all this input can sometimes be a little bit difficult. So I thank you for your time and for your effort.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I want to echo that. Thanks. I just want to share a couple of my comments, and I'm sure I'll agree with later comments that are said or as well. But I like calling out the fact that it's important to note, although the police chief reports to the town council, et cetera, at least as it regards the fact that the police chief does report to the town council. My question was where it says day-to-day coordination and oversight rests with the town manager. And I think that that is a little bit confusing as to what degree that day-to-day coordination and oversight does rest with the town manager. And I guess the question is, what are we trying to communicate to potential applicants? Are we trying to communicate to them that they will be in charge of police, or are we trying to communicate to them that they won't be in charge of police? And so that's where I would think a little more about what is it we're trying to communicate to those applicants in terms of how we describe this, because this isn't necessarily a document that's intended to be the above all and be all for how the town of Oro Valley operates. It's more about what we're communicating to people who may be interested in this position. And that's where I think it's important to note that the police chief reports to the town council. I remember when we went through this process with the police chief, we had this same question. I think they described it almost the same way in terms of day-to-day coordination and oversight. So I guess the question to me was mostly on the word oversight in terms of what that means. Because I don't know to what degree the town manager oversees the police, although they do the day-to-day coordination and budgeting, et cetera. And so maybe that's more of a question about what it is we're trying to communicate about the role. So I like the rest of the sentence, and I agree with Councilmember Bowen about where it says revenue for Oro Valley is mainly derived from sales tax, adding something like sales tax and state shared revenue. However, I would like to keep the phrase, the town does not levy a property tax, because I think that's important for people to know, as some towns do, and knowing what your revenue structure is coming in, I think is positive. Let's see. I think it's good to call out that fire services are provided by Goldo Ranch Fire District, because it's important to communicate to this individual that they won't be responsible for fire or over fire. In terms of the focus on the future comment, I mean, when I read a brochure like this, I kind of brush over the headings, and I know that I shouldn't. And until it was mentioned by Councilmember Bowen, I don't think that had even registered in my mind. And so I understand what you're going for in terms of trying to just come up with a good phrase. I agree that with Councilmember Bowen's comments regarding the town manager carrying out the policies that are set by council, and I don't object to a sentence to that effect being included if it fits well or flows well, but I also think we want to have this be something where we want to have people who are qualified, who are excellent, look at this and think that, you know, this is something that they would be intrigued by. And if it's more like, here's a list of your duties, that's a little less, you know, enthusiastic than here are some of the ways that you can help build your community. And that can be a good and exciting thing. So I like some of that enthusiasm that you have captured in the focus on the future statement. Although I don't mind it being revised, I still want the overall to be positive. Let's see. In terms of these bullet points on the side, I think I do like that it says the town manager will maintain a conservative approach to municipal finances, et cetera. I think that is something that at least I would look for. I had a concern where it says community and economic development. The statement that says a diverse, sustainable, and vibrant local economy is a key priority of the town council, a delicate balance to maintain the quality of life currently enjoyed by residents. I understand what you're trying to communicate there, but when I read it, I felt that it was saying that the economy is more important than maintaining the quality of life enjoyed by residents. So I think it's both are important, and I don't want to look like we're prioritizing an economy over the quality of life currently enjoyed by residents, because I think that that's something that we have focused on. So maybe some rephrasing of that phrase. And then, let's see. In terms of the collaboration and partnerships, I like that you mentioned negotiations and discussions with neighboring municipalities and other organizations. I think that's good. I wanted to comment on the, let me look at my notes real quick. I wanted to comment on the issue of a job description. I think it would be nice to see a job description. However, I just want to comment to the council that we would be the people who would write a job description. And so at this point, that's kind of what we're doing. We're meeting in an open public meeting where we can meet together, and we're working together on what this job description is going to be for the individual that we're going to hire. So I don't really see an issue with that, because having a previously written job description by a previous council in front of us, I wouldn't object to seeing that as a reference point. However, it wouldn't really end up with a really different result than the exercise we're going through today, because since this is our direct report, the seven of us would be the ones who write that job description. So I think that's part of the conversation that we're having. And then I also agree with the mayor's comment about pictures of our community, people in our community, pictures of the built environment, et cetera. I know it's very, the desert is very beautiful, and that's something that we really prize here in Oro Valley. I have noticed that I see ads for communities, and there's not a picture of the community, there's just a picture of the desert next to the community. I think that's kind of interesting. Like, that's the community that we're actually talking about. So in terms of that, wherever that fits in the layout, I'm not particular about that, but I think that that would be nice to add. Thanks.
Okay, Ms. Rentschler, on the governance structure, I'm in agreement with your opening two sentences. After that, I think I would just leave it at that. Otherwise, I think you could say the same thing that the town attorney, town magistrate, the chief of police. I mean, they all certainly have interaction with the town manager to one degree or another. Certainly the town magistrate and chief of police are part of the executive leadership team. Even the chief of the Golden Ranch Fire District participates as a ex officio member of our executive team. And I think if the applicants, if they want to understand better, the relationship of those executive team members, I'm speaking of the attorney, magistrate, chief of police, then that's something that they'll learn through this process. But I think it unnecessarily singles out the police department. In the third paragraph, and I don't know if the you mentioned that you thought the numbers, I don't know if the numbers are correct or not in terms of our budget, what I take as our budget, total revenue. I interpret that as our budget, and so our expenditures, we have a balanced budget, so it would only make sense that our revenue and expenditures are going to be the same, because that's what a balanced budget is. Then for the police department, there's 139 total staff and 106 sworn officers. It reads 136. It's 139, 106 sworn officers. And I probably interpreted the focus on the future a little differently, but I can certainly see where council members are coming from in that regard. So I think that could be maybe retitled. And then under the bullets, my things that stood out to me was the sentence, although Oro Valley is approaching build out, again, there's a lot of discussion about that. I think that I would find some other language. And I'm fine with a conservative approach to municipal finances. When it says the town operates a lean staffing model, that was something that stood out to me. With the question is, what I don't know that I've ever heard that discussed in any meeting that I'm familiar with. But so I think that that could be rephrased. I mean, the hands-on concept for managers makes sense to me, and I think that that's understood. But those are my comments for this page. Councilmember Solomon.
Thank you. Same comments regarding police chief. In particular, the town manager does not have oversight of the police chief. This is something we've made very clear in the last three recruitment processes for a town manager. That is important. I know why you're trying to get at it, but that's the key issue. Is the difficulty is when we hire a town manager who decides they want to change the structure and think the police chief should report to them. We're the safest town in Arizona. The model that's been developed in our community over the last 25 years of policing has worked very well for us. It's been a model throughout the rest of the country, even the world. So that is the key point. The manager does not have oversight of the police chief or the police department. They do coordinate. They run the budget process along with all the other department heads with the town manager. So whether you want to take out that entire sentence is fine, but we do need to make sure the town manager understands they're not going to come in here and start directing the police department. If that wasn't the case, we probably wouldn't be here right now. The only other thing on those paragraphs is that correct about the 320 full-time employees and 267 part-time? Is it 321 full-time equivalent employees? Unless things have drastically changed, I don't think we have 321 full-time and 267 part-time. So I'll just let you verify those numbers. As far as the bullet points on the right, I think they're excellent. As far as how they tie into a job description, this brochure is effectively a job description. Talking to professional town managers, assistant deputy town managers, reading this to understand this is basically the outline of what they expect. I think you did a really good job, particularly bringing in the community engagement, the collaboration and partnerships, which, you know, I would assume exist elsewhere, but I'm not sure about that. And the fact that we expect our town manager to engage with the community. So overall, other than those changes, I think this is a really good draft on this page. And as I said, I think the whole brochure really acts as us getting across a high-level job description of this is what we expect for the person that we bring in here to be town manager.
Councilmember Nicholson?
Two things. A fiscal responsibility, sustainability. I think we should have something about water because we are interested in having water sustainability for a long term. And then community economic development, I would say something in there about annexation. That, you know, we're getting close to build out, but we do have annexation areas possible, just, you know, to say the north, but I mean stuff that's already built out and stuff that's not, but we do have room to grow. I assume they're going to use this document to kind of help them prepare for the interview portion, so I'd like them to be prepared for any type of water questions or annexation questions and stuff like that.
All right. You go ahead and provide your summary back to the council.
Okay, thank you very much. Under governance structure, in listening to the council, I have summarized the responses to be more in favor of eliminating the final sentence in that first paragraph so that it will just end with the town council has four direct reports. Any discussion that I would have with candidates would just be handled, you know, separately. It would not be called out specifically in a brochure. I am going to do a lot of number checking with staff. I did make note of what the correct numbers were in PD, but I will clarify the full-time equivalents.
Excuse me one second, Ms. Rentschler. Can we get her on our screen? Thank you. Okay, you can carry on. We have you.
Okay, thank you. All right. I am going to retitle the next section. I will be dropping focus on the future and doing something more standard, such as position overview, position responsibility, and I will modify some of the bullets along the way to include, and again, not quite sure where I will put, just to make sure that the town manager carries out the town council's policies, probably under the leadership there. And then under fiscal responsibility, I didn't quite hear that there was an objection to the conservative approach. So I am going to leap that in with just some modification on that section, including dropping the lean staffing model and just keeping the hands-on manager focus in that regard. I will try and find a spot, and I think it's appropriate to add something about water and also in the economic development section to make sure I include something about annexation. Otherwise, it does look to be that the town has no room to grow approaching build out. So I will potentially reword that a bit. Going further down under community and economic development, the last sentence seems to highlight the economy more than the quality of life. So I will smooth that out a little bit. And keeping community engagement and collaboration and partnership. I may, just looking at some of the other side notes, may add that the executive leadership team does include the fire district as well, but I may not have room for that. And I think the fact that I've already commented on the fire district may serve itself well. So I do have some rewrites on this, not as much as it may seem to be, but there's a little bit of fine tuning I think that can be done. And basically that page will also have a different picture or look, and I will work with staff to get something other than a desert scene on this page. So that would be the end of this page.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
I just want to respond that I don't mind briefly mentioning annexation, but I'd prefer that it not be a major focus of the community and economic development portion, because ultimately, to Councilmember Bowen's earlier point, all the annexation decisions are things that will be worked through step by step with council and will be council decisions. So while we do it, although Oro Valley is approaching build out, et cetera, I mean, I think it's okay to say there's room for future growth or annexation or whatever. But I don't know that that's, to me, a primary function of the town manager, if that makes sense.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Okay, we'll go to page 4. Oh, Councilmember Bowen?
Do we still have a chance to speak to this page?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I had asked a bunch of questions at the beginning, but I do want one go back regarding a clause that I don't think is necessarily accurate or reflects the job of a manager in my view, and it's a primary focus of the town manager will be advising the town council regarding responsible growth and selective economic development alternatives or opportunities. In my view, the manager has a very important responsibility making us aware of all of our alternatives, as well as providing us with the most accurate possible information that we can have at that time to help us evaluate those alternatives. But I don't see the town manager as an advisor to the council. And I do think that that has been a problem, at least in the 2 years that I've been here. I do not see this as primarily an advisory role. I see it as primarily an administrative role. And I may be the only one, but I don't think that that particular clause is appropriate for this. I won't say much more about it than that, but I really did think that the use of a primary focus there is inappropriate. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Vice Mayor Barrett?
I generally agree.
I generally agree as well in terms of advisory. So Councilmember Bowen, you said about providing options, or what was your?
Providing the council with the widest breadth of options and also the most accurate information available to evaluate those options.
Okay. I will go on to page 4. And Councilmember Bowen?
Yes, Heather, I had let you know I was going to ask this question. It's regarding the second bullet. In your mind, what does a visionary approach to Oro Valley's future mean to you in the context of our town manager?
Well, I might suggest after this discussion so far is perhaps changing that word to, a different descriptive term that it seems to take too much liberty from the town council here. So I could probably even, based on the discussion, delete that entire bullet because it's you are setting the course and your town manager is administering your wishes through your policies. But many times there is a desire to have that town manager be very forward-looking and keeping best practices at the forefront. And so visionary doesn't have to be taken as overstepping the town council's authority there. But I think in this case, I would suggest perhaps removing that in total.
Thank you. A second question I had for you. In looking through this list, I didn't see anything that specifically addressed enforcement of policy, as executed by the staff. The town manager supervises literally several hundred people. And, mm-hmm. We do have town policies that guide our work, and they guide the council and they guide the staff. Is there any of these bullets in which you feel like, yes, we do have that covered, that a responsibility of the town manager, in my mind, is to make sure that we follow our own written policies?
I would say that I take that as a given by the position overall responsibilities and by the profession of city and town managers, that is their mantra, is to carry out the policies and to make sure that those guidelines are all followed. if you would like me to insert that, I'm more than happy to do that, but I took that more as a given.
I agree with you that it's probably expected, but I wouldn't see any harm given the extensive bullet list that we already have there already. I think that that would be a worthy addition. And then, finally, we use the word visionary, throughout this brochure. And I just wanted to make the comment, we absolutely need visionaries, but we also absolutely need managers. And to me, those roles are completely complementary. And there's really not as much overlap in those as you think. I believe we've suffered is not from a lack of vision. I think we get great vision from our residents. Our residents are extremely active. They're frequently telling us where they would like the town to go. And I really do believe it's the role of the town manager is to really be excellent in terms of administration and delegation and coordination and communication. And, I'm just seeing quite a bit less of that in this description of these basics, which you may say are the mantra, but to me they're fundamental to the job. And I'm getting a little bit worried that we're kind of describing a job in which there's far more visionary content in it and not sufficient administrative excellence that I'd like to see. So thank you, Mr. Mayor. Those were my questions.
Thank you. Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Mr. Mayor, please come back to me.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
Thank you. I'm going to move on to a couple of other things and then maybe come back to this visionary thing. Overall, there are some things I like about this page. One thing that is a challenge is in the ideal candidate, it feels like all of those items, and maybe this is the intention, but it feels like all of those items are very subjective, and there isn't very much on this page as a whole for us to evaluate resumes or otherwise on a sort of objective basis, like these criteria are met or these criteria are not met, or for a candidate to sort of look, do I meet those qualifications or not? So there's a little bit here on the side, a bachelor's degree in a variety of fields, significant managerial service, but we don't say how much or how many years. And I think it would be typical that we would give a little more information on that. And then certification is desired but not required. So it feels like there's nothing where we can really say this person meets or doesn't meet these criteria. And perhaps that's overall the way we want it, but for me, I think it would be a little bit more helpful to have a few more suggestions regarding some more specific objective criteria rather than a number of subjective things. And so that's one thought that I had, just in terms of using this packet to evaluate resumes or applications. The next thought I had is there's a couple of statements in here that to me have the implication that the town manager will have a certain type of personality, and that's maybe an extroverted personality. There's comments, let's see, high degree of visibility, high personal energy, approachable, outgoing, participative management style. And so I just kind of think that I don't know that that's necessarily needed in terms of a certain personality type. I think an introverted person could do a good job as the town manager. I think an extroverted person could do a good job as the town manager. So it just, when I read through it, I felt like it was calling for a certain, maybe an extroverted, high personal energy, outgoing management style. And I don't know that I feel that that needs to be included in the job description. And I'm not saying what specifically to include or exclude. I'll leave that to some of your professional judgment, maybe not the word outgoing, but otherwise just kind of those things taken as a whole, I think, speak to that. So, for example, I do think it's important that someone be well-spoken and the town manager be able to represent the community, but I don't know that that necessarily means that they have to be outgoing and engaging all the time. And so I just want to leave it a little more open in that regard, personality-wise. And then, okay, let's see. What else do I have here? Where it says address succession planning through organization, I'm curious where that came from.
Okay. I would say that my assessment of most public agencies now have been that there's a number of staff that are long-term, and that as we look to the future, there is a lot of succession planning that is being done in many agencies. And I took that to be still somewhat the case, you know, for your agency. And that's not just necessarily in the short term. It could also be, you know, the next 5 to 10 years that someone is making sure that they're mentoring those folks to, you know, move up within the organization. So I can change the wording on that a little bit, but if that's not accurate, then again, I may have made some wrong assumptions on that.
No, I don't object to it. I was just, when I read it, curious where that piece of it came from, as well as some of these management styles, if that was things that were being asked from the executive leadership team, or, you know, if that's just a typical part of a manager's responsibility. Mostly I was just curious where that came from, but yeah. I don't object to it.
If I could just state, I have not had conversations with your executive management team. Any of my conversations have only at this point been through the council, and the rest of my interaction has only been coordination to get pictures, get logo, to determine what the benefits were. So I have not had any discussions, input, or solicited any information from your executive team members.
Okay, thanks. So that I don't have any objection to those. They just come from your understanding of this type of position. Okay, thanks. And then here it says experience in Arizona is plus but not required for consideration. I don't know that I would include that, because I don't think that someone has to be experienced in Arizona for this position. And regarding the issue of visionary, I've asked a few different people as I've talked to them, you know, staff members, community members, others, what is it that you'd be interested in seeing? And some of them do use the word visionary in terms of what they would like in a town manager. So I don't know that taking that out entirely is what I would see. I think the issue is just, you know, what the vision is, but we do still need someone who's able to see and look towards the future. That's a critical element of managing a town of this scope and size. And there will always be changes in our community. There will be changes politically, there will be changes among the staff, there will always be changes, and we want our community to seamlessly move forward for our citizens and our residents, no matter what those changes are, for us to operate well and effectively. And so if that's what we mean by visionary, that we can look to the future and make sure we have a good, sustainable community moving forward in the future, then I think that that's a good trait for us to have. So I personally don't object to that. And then I did think it might be nice to include a sentence about our citizens. And I couldn't come up with exactly what I thought it should say, but it does say here a passion for public service and public transparency. But in addition to that, a person may have a passion for public service, but a quality that I think would be good is, that passion for serving the people. And is that encapsulated in a passion for public service? It could be, or it could be maybe seen differently if perhaps someone is passionate about different aspects of public service. So that sort of citizen-focused desire for public service, to me, that would be a good quality. And I don't know if it could be sort of worked in. I apologize, I don't have a more specific suggestion for you, but that was kind of a thought I had, that maybe in the public service or somewhere else, understanding the political process or somewhere else, just understanding that. And then where you talk about a high degree of visibility, a willingness to maintain a high degree of visibility in the community, both on and off the job, I think this job has a high degree of visibility. I think that that comes with the territory. I think it's good for them to know that. But I don't think it's necessarily my expectation that this person be all out there like, oh, I have to maintain this high degree of visibility. So I didn't know if that came across. So I guess it's fine to say a willingness to maintain a high degree of visibility, because that is what the job will entail just by nature of the job. But it's also not necessarily my expectation to just have someone be constantly having to be pushed into that role. So those are my comments. I guess they're not specific enough to be extremely helpful in terms of editing this, but overall that was kind of my thought as I read through this. Thanks.
Okay. In general, I'm in agreement with what's here on this page. I think of all the pages, when I reviewed this, my suspicion was that this was really reflective of input that was coming from the council. So I could see some of my inputs on this particular page, maybe more so than others, and then presume that was also true for other council members. Just a couple comments on the visionary approach. That was one thing that stood out to me. What I added for consideration is, and I think that this is also true for council, a visionary approach to Oro Valley's future that aligns with the general plan. And I call out the general plan specifically because that's really the document that, admittedly, it's a dynamic document, but it's a document that the community as a whole tries to capture the community's vision. And then it's really our job, in my opinion, and that of staff to then implement that community's vision. And, of course, it's a dynamic process. But anyway, I think that the vision shouldn't be independent, that an individual shouldn't come in here and just ignore they want to be visionary, but they want to align themselves with the community's vision. And so I think that that's encapsulated in the general plan. And then tearing off from that is the strategic leadership plan. And so that's to me what really guides the vision. And then it's the town manager's job to see that that's implemented. I saw the bullets in terms of that public service, just, that high degree of visibility in the community. What that means to me is that we have a variety of community events and activities. I do think it's important for the town manager to be engaged, to be in attendance, at least to, not to every event, but I think that's an important way for the manager to kind of keep us, a barometer of the community, can talk with, community members. So I think that's how I interpreted that high degree of visibility, is just to be engaged in the community. And then speaking to that as well is it's bullet fourth from the bottom, engagement among employees and the community with approachable, outgoing, participatory management style. So I do think that that's important, that the town manager, that the community can approach community members, feel that the manager is approachable, and so forth. But other than that, I like what you've captured here on this page. Thank you. Councilmember Solomon?
Yeah, overall, I like this page. I just have one or two minor comments. The bullet point that was just discussed, willingness to maintain high degree of visibility in the community, both on and off the job. I just get a little concerned about when you say off the job. I've known in the past town managers who will intentionally not reside in the town because they didn't want the 24/7 constant engagement, and that they go to the supermarket and they had a line of people wanting to know about this and about that. Now, and on the other hand, I've known others who wanted to do that. So I just didn't know from your opinion whether something about when we say and off the job, if that could scare away some applicants thinking that, you know, does that mean I never get any time to myself? It's probably a minor point. So I would leave that to you. Fine one way or the other. I think the other thing we need to address is compensation, because we did do recent compensation studies and we intentionally left out the town manager. And the revised, the initially proposed one, if I recall, I mean, we started in like the low 180s and went up. So I'm not sure whether we want to say expected to be in the low 200s. As opposed to maybe saying the high 100s to low 200s. So that would be my comment. We'd have to see how the other council members have felt about that. Otherwise, great job. Thank you.
Councilmember Nicholson.
Hi. I tend to agree with Tim as far as the vision. I look at us as the kind of like a business-wise, if the citizens are shareholders, we're the board of directors. We determine the vision, and the CEO is the one that implements the vision of the board of directors of the town council. So I'd like to see something more or less like they carry out the vision of the council. Obviously, being visionary is one thing, but I don't want to feel like the manager determines the vision, they try and shove it down the throats of the council. I think it's more or less we come up with the vision, the plan, and they implement it from being the CEO. And then also the visibility. I don't mind having the visibility in there. I agree with Steve actually on the off the job. I don't want to have a situation where it pushes people away. I don't mind having a quiet, introverted manager that's excellent at listening to their directors and helping their directors grow and become better directors. If they're an excellent manager, but they're a little bit on the shy side and they don't want to speak at every event, they don't want to do that. I agree with Joe. I think it's good if they can, and I think it's also a bonus, but if we got that really awesome shy candidate, I wouldn't mind that either. So, but I'm fine either way. And I don't know if having anything on there, but like, you know, someone that's growing, like continuously educating themselves, that, you know, I don't know how to put it in there, if it's something to put in there, but I like to see people that can grow with the town. Like they continue to educate themselves. They continue to read about books. They go to seminars to learn, but someone that's willing to listen and grow and develop. I mean, it's great when you get a manager and over the 10, 15 years, they just get better every single year. And I think that's kind of important to find in a candidate.
Any follow-up questions, comments? Councilmember Jones-Ivy?
Thank you very much. I didn't have a lot of issues with any of the bullet points under ideal candidate. Now that we've gone through most of it, and I understand that this is not based on a job description. The one thing that I want to comment on is what Council Member Solomon commented on, and that was the salary range, and if we could just be a little bit more clear on that and what it's going to be and how it's going to be reflected.
clear in the sense, so Councilmember Solomon talked about, you know, a range of the high 100s, low 200s. Is that what you're?
Yes.
I think that's a good. Otherwise, we are locked in here, it seems, at the low 200s. So to provide a little bit more flexibility, I think, is a good approach.
Agree.
Councilmember Solomon, Nicholson.
For education, what about engineering? I know public works directors, sometimes they'll, you know, manage a very large staff, or I don't know what kind of degrees economic directors have in general, but I would say I'd be more open to having other degrees. Obviously, if it's just an engineering degree, don't want them to have an engineering degree and not be in control of several employees or large departments, but I hate to narrow down the fields because I know there's a lot of brilliant people with degrees, but they not be in the specific field of those few that are up there.
Did you want to comment on that, Ms. Rentschler?
Yes, let me speak to education and also experience. I believe that the phrase or related field for bachelor's degree, and we have that same phrase on the graduate degree, gives us the liberty to look at their education in relationship to their career. So that gives you the utmost flexibility. And if I could also comment on the experience, the significant managerial service, rather than putting in 5 years or 7 years, gives you the flexibility to, again, make that as a judgment call on a case-by-case basis. You may have someone who is a rising star, and if we put a number in there and they're 6 months short of that number, that means that you don't have the ability to really qualify that person. So I wanted to give you the utmost flexibility in both education and experience. So I hope that answers the questions there.
And also, too, with compensation, do we have any exchange rights or anything like that with other retirement systems in any of the other states, or is there anything we can do to work with them at all?
Yes, let me speak to that. Retirement systems are not portable from state to state for city managers. So someone working in Nevada or Colorado in that retirement system, it does not transfer into your retirement system. So many communities and entities over time developed a deferred comp plan to complement their retirement. And so we did not have, the liberty to state you would pay any additional into that deferred comp plan. The employee, I believe, has the ability to contribute, but those retirement plans in different states just don't transfer. They have to come in and revest in your retirement plan.
And on top of that, is there a way, I know if people retire through Arizona State retirement system, if they redo an employment within Arizona State, there's a certain way we can set up the contract so they can still get paid? Or there's certain things, I don't know if that's something we consider.
Yes, and that would be something I would bring to you when the individual applies. And what that means is they would not go into your defined benefit plan that is set up. There is a different avenue that allows them to continue to receive their retirement, but they're putting their dollars and your matching is going into something of the equivalent of a 401k plan.
Is it worth putting anything like that in there that we're willing to work with people in, or that's not something you put in there?
Yeah, I think they'll inquire and ask. And I think that is something that I flesh out as I talk to folks. So we're not excluding that at all. And so I don't think we have to necessarily call that out, but it would be something I'll bring to your attention in that regard. So.
Okay, thanks.
Any follow-up? Councilmember Bowen?
Thank you, Heather. There was one sentence under experience I wanted to get your input on.
Okay.
We include experience may be drawn from the executive level or as an assistant deputy. When I read that as somebody that's looking at this brochure, you know, it seems to me like we're putting those two levels of experience on the same plane. But those are very different to me. In my experience, the assistant deputy actually gets more of the hands-on experience and actually has to interact more with the staff, whereas the head person is more of the face of the organization and also mm-hmm. the person that has to take final responsibility for all the work. So I just wanted to ask, are you implying that those are equal, or maybe I'm not reading that the way that you intend?
Yeah, I don't imply that they're equal. I'm saying someone could be a town manager or a city manager, or they could be in that number two position and they're ready for that next step as an assist. They're now an assistant or a deputy town or city manager, and they're ready for being in that number one spot. And we would have to make that determination based on their submittal, their overall year's experience, looking at their education. That's where the subjective part comes into this, that we want to potentially, and again, you know, this is a council decision. Will you consider someone who has not sat in that number one spot? And I did not necessarily include department heads. I basically said you had to either be an assistant town manager or a deputy town manager. They're often, those terms are interchanged in many entities. They're not always used exactly in the same fashion. So it just gives you the ability to look at someone already in the chair or someone that is ready to step up to that next level.
Thank you, Heather. My comment on that would be, I would prefer to see that experience may be drawn from the executive level, parentheses preferred, or as an assistant deputy. And the reason why I would make that statement is because it's implied when you get to the number one position, you've also had to do the number two position. You've had to be the person that's kind of behind the scenes and seeing how everything works. And I would just far prefer that we had the opportunity to see somebody that's already been nominated by someone else for the number one position, and they have a track record in that position.
Sure.
Know, that's just my personal bias, and that's why I'm willing to wait, because you do get something different if they've been in the number one position before, because my experience, it's just not for everybody. Even for those who think it may be for them, it's not for everybody, and that's the only reason why I wanted to make that comment. Thank you.
Vice Mayor.
I appreciate that, and I think that we'll definitely be having that discussion as we look at these different candidates and what their experience level is, but I personally prefer to leave the brochure as it is rather than say that one is preferred, because I don't want to discourage qualified and good people from applying. We want to see their applications. We want the right person to apply, no matter where that experience comes from.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that, and I'm seeing nodding heads. So I don't know that you can see us, but I think the consensus would be to leave it as is, Ms. Rentschler. That particular. Would
okay.
you like to provide a summary back of what you've heard?
Yes, and in fact, if I could just comment directly on this, Mr. Mayor, certainly, again, looking at size, scope, and complexity, someone could have been an assistant or a deputy in a larger organization where they had more oversight of resources, staff, budget, and so we will make those subjective comments. So, very good. Could we clarify on the compensation? I don't think I had a definitive of how that is to be listed.
I think the consensus, Ms. Rentschler, is to show more of a range. So high 100s, low 200s, just so we're not locked into a $200,000 salary because we didn't indicate that it could be lower.
Okay. All right. Okay, so let me go ahead and recap. I am going to, on the second bullet under the ideal candidate, I am going to refine that to say, carry out the vision of the town council that aligns with the general plan and the town council's policies. I removed the word visionary, even though it's in different parts of the brochure. I specifically noted it, and this now sounds more like a responsibility rather than kind of an attribute. So it may be something to effectively carry out the vision of the town council, et cetera. Going down a few bullets to this had to do with visibility in the community. I'm going to alter that to say a willingness to engage engage and attend community events and leave it at that. Going down to the next section, commitment to collaboration, I'm removing the word outgoing. On the next bullet, there was some discussion about high personal energy, and I'm not quite sure how I'm going to change that, but I'm not going to amplify the high.
You can just leave but it. Sorry, that was my comment. So I'll just say you could just leave it. No one else on the council mentioned it. You can leave it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say a high degree of energy rather than personal energy and a positive approach. I think that would sound better. I am going to suggest that I like the comment that came up about administrative excellence. And I might suggest we move that to the top of the page about maybe refining that so it's in that bullet about talking about carrying out the vision of the town council that somehow incorporates the words administrative excellence. Being effective with administrative excellence at carrying out the vision, something to that degree. I need to work at that. I did hear some discussion about a continuous learner and looking for, you know, best practices and things of that nature. So I'd like to perhaps add that. Looking on the left side of the page, I'm not changing education. I'm not adding any years of experience to allow for flexibility. I did call out that the designation of the ICMA credentialed manager is desired but not required. So that was not discussed by anyone, but I would think that leaves it open. So if someone, if they have that distinction, that's something tangible, again, that we can look at. So I suggest we leave that. Under the next paragraph, I heard discussion about removing experience in Arizona is a plus, but is not required, which is fine. Being silent on that will tell candidates that this is a national search and we're not going to disadvantage you because you don't have Arizona experience. So by removing that, it just affirms that this is a national search and you'll give everyone due consideration. So the just to call out to you, that next sentence is really your prerogative as a town council to use any combination of education, work experience, training that you believe this will allow the person to do the job. So that gives you the liberty to be quite subjective about where we would go forward with that. And one of the measuring tools I think you will want to use is if the town manager in that next paragraph is very comfortable working in an actively involved community. And I think that that's very obvious to me, where you do encourage that public dialogue. So I'm not making any changes to that. And then under the compensation section, I'm changing that placement is expected to be in the high 100s to the low 200s. And the only other item there is if I find that there is a way to encourage and expand on the retirement, I might suggest a change there, but I don't think that that's advised at this point. So that would be the final change on page 4. Other than I have asked staff to look for another picture on that page. Although I can't recognize who's in the picture, there may be some folks that are in the picture that are no longer with the city. So I wanted to perhaps have a replacement picture made there. So that would conclude my changes on this page.
Okay, thank you. We'll go to page 5. Councilmember Bowen.
Heather, we include the sentence, ideally, the new town manager will start in April, May 2023. Do you have any concerns? That may exactly be ideal for us, but do you have any concern that being specific like that could, you know, in another unintended consequence, take us away from good candidates, because that's a time frame that doesn't necessarily work for a good candidate?
Right, and I would appreciate if we could remove that, especially now with the extension of the application period. So I would say leaving that completely off, just talking about that you would accommodate a mutual start date, I think is sufficient. So
thank you for that suggestion, and that was my only question on this page.
Councilmember Jones Ivy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to make sure that the things that we've already talked about in terms of date changes and when we expect to hire, if those can be done, those are my only recommendations. And again, Heather, I want to thank you for your time and all of the effort that you've put into putting this brochure together for us.
Well, thank you very much. And I will, on that second paragraph, revise that a little bit based on your direction, but still leaving flexibility there so that we can again plan on being the most nimble town council in accommodating these candidates. So I'll work to make those changes. So
thank you.
Vice Mayor Barry.
Thank you. I think you've already heard my only comments would be just that this be revised based on any discussion that we have regarding the revision of the process. And I like taking out the ideal start date, and we can work towards that mutually agreeable start date. I think it's good for us to leave it a little bit open-ended in terms of that semi-final, et cetera, round, because what I understood you were saying the process was we would get the resumes, We would narrow down those resumes to people we want to interview in on Zoom or online. Then we would do those interviews on Zoom or online. Then we would narrow that down to potentially semifinalists, or and then down to finalists from there. But that, you know, obviously if we're already narrowed down by that point on just two people, we could go straight to finalists, et cetera. So just in terms of that, that's kind of how I understood the process, and I think it will be valuable for us to do those Zoom interviews and see where we're at, but leave the option to have that semifinal round of in-person interviews before we declare the finalists.
I'm in agreement with what's been said, and just to restate the adjustment of dates on this page, obviously, based on our discussion, applications no later than it'll either be February 20th or 28th, whatever you decide is best. But thank you. Councilmember Solomon?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with what's been said. Thank you.
Councilmember Nicholson?
I agree as well.
Would you like to just briefly summarize comments on page 5?
Okay, thank you. I will be updating the closing date to either the 20th or the 28th of February, depending on the timing it takes to make the revisions, get the revised pictures, and so forth. I will be changing the text to be somewhat vague on the time schedule, but to have candidates be aware that you will be doing potentially video technology in the first round of interviews, potentially selecting semifinalists and then finalists for on-site interviews. And then I will be removing the town or the commitment for when the town manager would start, leaving it totally to a mutually agreeable start date. With that, that would take care of this particular page. I would like to just, if we could just review how you would like to see and when you would like to see the revised particulars, or if I might work through staff to distribute that as an updated version. And if we are, and we don't have any changes to it, that we could go ahead and post within a certain time period, or if you would like to be assured that we would meet again to go through the revised brochure.
What I'd like to suggest to council is that Heather make the revisions based on the input that's been provided here, that then she provide to council a revised brochure that we can review independently. And what I'd like to suggest is that we have a deadline, so we review it, we provide written comments back to Heather, if you're agreeable, if then Heather and I could review those comments, if we see something that seems that needs to come back to council, if you'd be willing to leave it to our judgment. And if it looks like it's good, then I could go ahead and say to Heather, this is good, and we can go ahead and send it out. That would be a suggestion rather than having to meet again. Vice Mayor?
That's fine with me. I was actually going to suggest that she have autonomy to revise based on our discussion tonight and go ahead and have it reviewed with Andy and send it out. So I'm perfectly happy to have the additional review of the mayor or the town council, but just so it's not, doesn't need to take another week to come before all of us, and we certainly don't need to meet again, in my opinion.
Okay. Anybody, Vice or Council Member Jones-Ivy?
I am definitely in agreement that whatever revisions need to be made, let them be made. I am also in favor of her working with staff on that. And Mr. Mayor, you want to be included in the process. I'm in agreement with that, so that we don't have to go drag this out through another meeting. Any input that we can that we have, we can certainly give it to you, and so we can move on in this process.
Well, I would. So what I'd like to suggest then, I think it's important for the revised, whether you reviewed or not, I think it's important for the a revised draft brochure come to the full council, that the council has an opportunity to review it, that there's a tight turnaround so that we don't extend this unnecessarily, so we give a day or whatever for to receive council responses. That would, Andy, can you be the... Maybe you're the individual that the comments go to, or Chris,
Mr.
Or,
Mayor, Council. I'd be happy to do that.
Mr. Cornelison? Is that?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Votava is happy to help.
Okay, so we'll submit responses back to you. We'll take a, you and I, Heather, can take a look at them. If I think you know the comments suggest that. Well, we really need this to go back to council, then we can make that decision. Otherwise, we'll just go with it.
Mr. Mayor, the only concern that I would have is if you're looking at comments of other council members and then using that to make a decision, that could be a potential open meetings law violation.
Okay, well, I certainly don't want to do that.
I think the better approach here, if I may suggest something, is comments go to Chris, delegated through to the HR. Whatever that edit ends up being, council can delegate authority to you, Mr. Mayor, to find out, approve that final copy without looking through all their comments.
Okay. I mean, that's... Anybody not in agreement with that? Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Rothschild. Heather, any... There's the outline of recruitment process. I mean, I think... that most of this has been covered in our discussion. Was there anything that you wanted to review with the council, or did the council have questions about this? Looks like Vice Mayor does. Vice Mayor?
Okay. On the timeline, the one comment that I had was that I personally am going to need more time than just a couple of days to review the resumes and be able to come in prepared to have an executive session. So the in the overview of the search process, the timeline, it states, I know the timelines will change at this point, but still it states the week of February 6th, resumes to council for review, week of February 6th, resume review meeting with town council to review applicants. Week of February 6th, recruiting firm does article and internet search on submitted applicants. So for me, like say, for example, those resumes came out on Monday and our council meeting was on Wednesday all day to review those. For me, that would be too tight of a turnaround. I'd like to be able to have maybe at least a week or, depending on how many applicants we receive based on how much time I need to be able to look at that. But for me, just one day or something is too tight of a turnaround.
Okay. I think there's probably anybody not in agreement with that. I would say no longer than a week. I mean, we're not wanting to unnecessarily. Yeah.
Okay. And I think also too adding the weekends, like if you had a weekend, I think most of us have an opportunity to see it versus if you put it on Monday, it might be hard for us to get it done by Thursday, but if you did it Friday, we'd have it done by Monday type of thing.
So Heather, if you can, you know, up to a week, if you can be
okay.
Consideration in the timeline. Any other comments? Or Heather, did you have anything that you wanted to review with council on this third document?
No, I think we've rehashed so many things along the way that I think it needs some revision, and I'll certainly work on that, but I will address that after I deal with the brochure. Thinking about timing, though, if I could just state, I would think we we would be potentially looking at the beginning of next week that we will be circulating this. I'll need to rewrite certain sections and then put it back through our graphics. I'll be asking staff for additional pictures. And I think we had some limitations on what we had previously. So I need to give them some time to pull those together. So my goal would be to get this approved in the fashion that was explained so we don't have any serial meeting laws or violations so that we can potentially get this launched before the holidays start or directly after, you know, the first holiday weekend. But I'd like to get it off my list for next week and at least get it out there in the universe. So,
okay. Thank you. Vice Mayor had a comment.
Sorry, I had a couple more that we didn't quite get to. One is we talked about the in-person process day. Maybe we can revisit that again sometime before it comes up. Last time we've done the recruitment searches, we've used our community center or even our town hall in terms of a location and for some of those meetings. And then regarding the key stakeholders, I was just having some questions about how those key stakeholders would be selected or chosen and who those key stakeholders would be. So I think maybe because we're still a little far away from that day, maybe that's something if we could potentially come back to. And then I also wanted to suggest that we have the same process for revising this page as we do for the brochure in terms of us submitting our comments to staff, them gathering those together and allowing the mayor approval with the key idea being also that we could take a look at what we want that in-person day to look like.
Any other comments? Councilmember Bowen?
Yes, not having been involved in the last process where a town manager was selected, I was curious as to the team of key stakeholders, you know, how that team's comprised, how they're selected, and what their role is in advising us. And I'll just say publicly, I'm kind of looking at it, and I might be incorrectly, almost like a commission for the hiring of the town manager. It's a group of people that are interested and do some work on behalf of the town, and they advise the town council as to their view of the various candidates. Is that far off of what we foresee that? Because that was just something I had never heard mentioned before. I'm not saying it's not a good idea. I actually do think it's a good idea, but I would like to get a little bit more understanding on how that works earlier rather than later.
Mr. Renshaw, I'm going to ask Councilmember Solomon. He'd like
right.
to speak.
The way we worked it in the past was it wasn't a commission or anything. When we brought in the finalists, we would arrange for them to meet formally with the executive leadership team and with the police chiefs. We'll probably cover everything. What we did afterwards is we had receptions in which the executive leadership team and other people, for example, Dave Perry, head of the Chamber of Commerce, just as an example, would also be invited so they could intermingle, meet with the candidates, have casual conversations, ask them questions. Candidates would ask the, quote, stakeholders questions. And then what we did is we had each of them fill out an evaluation card on the candidates. And we collected those. It was all confidential. And then council went through the next day as part of the interview process, and staff basically compiled those recommendations or preferences so that we had a feel for what the
department heads, the outside people like Dave Perry and all, what their feelings were regarding the one, two, or three candidates. And it was really useful. So that's how it was. It was not like a separate commission who was going to go through a whole detailed process. And yes, obviously the council will have to work with staff to decide who were these, quote, stakeholders other than the obvious executive leadership team. I believe we actually had some lower level staff also attend that to get their input. So it wasn't just all the department heads.
Thank you. So, Ms. Rentschler, on this particular document, it's talking about three interview panels. Town council includes recruiter, which I presume is yourself, the executive leadership team, or some composition of that, and then key stakeholders, and then parentheses, neighboring town, city managers, other stakeholders. Could you just speak to those three interview panels?
Sure. So, again, as the hiring authority, I do expect you to, of course, make that final decision. You have certainly the liberty to have other input, and that input could come from what I call meet and greets, that community mingling where you get the input. And you can also invite your executive leadership team to have a coffee chat or an informal discussion with those top candidates, where you would have one designated spokesperson that could come in to your executive session and give you feedback in terms of what they see are the strengths and the weaknesses or areas of growth on those particular candidates. I prefer the executive team not to rank, but to give you just input on strengths and areas of growth. On the key stakeholders, sometimes there is nominations from council members as to who would be on a community panel. Sometimes it involves neighboring town and city managers that you want their input on. So we have not yet spoken to you about how you would like the composition to take place. And I think that that's something we can do at a future date. I just wanted to put it out there to you that you can certainly solicit other input in different fashions, and we will help you establish those combinations of who would be involved. And again, we don't have to do that right now, and I prefer that we not, because you might have candidates that are tied into other neighboring communities or other regional entities, or have ties in the, you know, broader area. And so that composition, I'd like to wait a little bit until we kind of see the direction that we're going, so that we avoid any noticeable conflicts that might arise.
Okay, but for clarification, I mean, I envision a meet and greet as one thing, and an interview panel is another.
That's correct.
So separate. For example, when we hired our magistrate, town magistrate, there was the council panel, and then there was, in a sense, an executive leadership team panel, which I believe was composed of the town manager, the HR director, and our town attorney. There may have been others, but they interviewed finalists and then reported to us kind of their ranking or impression of those candidates, but ultimately the council made the decision. So there were two panels, I believe, in that instance. We're talking in this instance three panels. The council, a panel made up of executive leadership team, could include executive leadership team, and then another panel, which is more community-based panel.
And there are some entities that will replace the meet and greet with a stakeholder panel. So you have the liberty, you can do one or the other or both. So, you know, there are options in terms of how you want to proceed with that. So.
My preference would be to do both, because I think you have two different experiences with a meet and greet and with a panel. That sounds
for
like
sure.
We'll discuss that at another date. Okay. All right. Mr. Votava, do you want to? I wanted to say, Ms. Rensler, thank you for your time this evening. Thank you for all the work that has gone into these documents. And we certainly appreciate your expertise, your professionalism, and the productive discussion that we've had this evening. And unless you have any closing comments, I think we'll try to close our meeting this evening.
Great. No, I'm all set. Thank you very much. And I do appreciate the time that you all spent this evening in giving me very productive feedback. So thank you all.
Okay. And happy holidays. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you. I move to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Hey, good night, everyone. Happy holidays. No special sessions on the 21st.